In your Tumblr world with your superficial click, hope my song come on the radio and make you feel like shit. And I seen your new little boyfriend, tell him please get off my dick. I done blocked you off for everything, in the past I do not live. So sooner or later you'll see why I did what I did. But you made me feel so disgusting, so ick. And you don't care about the memories, you care about the pics. And I won't say one more line.
Okay, mic check, episode 20, we are moving through these, they're not decades, what are 10s called? We're moving through these 10s real quick. I am your host, DJ94, who am I with?
J.K., man.
What is good, what is popping in your hood, in the burbies?
Everything is good, phenomenal week, I'm tired. Trying to get everything situated, and then the game's coming on, the election's coming up. It's been a crazy week. How's your week been?
It's internally stressful. it's a lot going on. Actually, personally, not a lot, really.
Just breezing through life.
Yeah, it's really, I'm coasting right now, so it's fine. Hey. Work's picking up and et ceteras, but... no complaints on in Dallas here.
Yeah.
What's new with your week, man?
What's new? Have finals. Finals this week.
Okay.
Got a lot of work.
School life.
Yeah. So they slamming on me.
When's the last time you did finals?
I'm gonna say last time I did some finals.
Last time you did tests in general.
Probably back in 2012.
Back in your college days?
Yeah.
Back in the alma mater?
Yeah. So that's probably the last time. I'll tell you one thing. I don't miss none of this. This is too much. Like, I'm good with the grades, but this, when they say final exam, they just be putting it on you. They're like, oh, what you learned for the whole year? Dang, the whole year? Can we get a couple weeks?
Yeah. Let's go. Get a refresher?
Exactly. What do you mean the whole year? Been there, done that.
I also wish the test at the end was kind of the whole class was kind of a pass-fail thing. Like,
yeah.
Because if the test is going to be huge, why I got to do all this homework in between?
Exactly.
You know, like, just prep me for this test then, if that's that's what you're doing.
I don't know. I can't even say that, because sometimes that extra work be helping you out. You know,
I think I could at least score a C on the test, you know.
Man, shoot.
And I'm cool with C's if I don't gotta do no homework.
Exactly. But you know, it'd be like 100 question test. I like them short tests, like 10, 20. Like 100 questions, I'd be over like, oh Jesus, they quizzing us on every little spectrum of things.
Man, I remember I took a pretty big break from school, about 5 years. Got back into college. Realized I haven't done math in 6 years. And I wasn't good at math then.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out 6 years later,
yeah,
way worse at it now. I'm like, damn, I still didn't get this shit. Like, it did not come to me. It did not come to me.
I was going
to
click this time. Yeah. Dang, man. I knew everything. I understand. Definitely going back around. Things are clicking for me. So, I mean... I bless for that nature.
This has been a tough night for me.
I bet.
Before I even dive in to the game that is Game 6.
Game 6. Didn't you call Game 6 or call Game 4?
I think I said 5.
Oh, you said 5.
It might have been 6. I'd have to check the records.
Check the records. I'm mad. It was supposed to be game 7.
Now, before I speak about game 6, because we haven't been on in a week, yeah. I would like to talk about game 5.
Okay. Essentially, you got 2 games in 1 week, so yeah.
Yeah, we did. And did you watch game 5 at all?
I did.
So... Game 5 was a masterpiece of basketball.
if you can call it that.
It was a masterpiece.
I wouldn't call it a masterpiece. From my point of view, you know what? Let's start with your point of view. Let's hear your point of view, then I'm going to give you the real point of view.
Okay, okay. Because I have such a respect for Jimmy Butler.
Yep, Jamie Foxx, me too.
Because this is going to sound disrespectful, and I mean it with no disrespect. Oh, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he has superstar talent.
Hmm.
I don't think he is I don't think he's a natural born superstar basketball talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he will outwork you any day of the night to get him there.
Yeah.
And that is what I respect from him.
Because
I don't think he has that natural born, I can just do this, I'm physically built, gifted, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long a NBA basketball game is?
About 2.5 hours.
It is 48 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I'm counting. Yeah, I'm counting. Not no. I'm okay, counting the clock on there. 48 minutes.
Yeah, He played 47.
47 minutes and 11 seconds was played by Jimmy Butler. Yeah. That man got about 40 seconds of rest.
Yeah.
That entire night, willed his way into that. And those last 2 minutes of that game, I was unbelievably stressed out.
I bet you were.
Because it was do or die for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was. I hate when games come down to one team being up by one.
Yeah.
Because then it just keeps flipping. And the Lakers just wouldn't miss. I was like, and I was like on the edge of my seat. I was like, just miss one. Just miss. So I'm not. Even my girlfriend is like, you are giving me anxiety just watching you right now.
What's going on?
And it comes down to Danny Green wide open. Ready to shoot.
Oh my God,
ready to shoot the three. What was going in your mind when you see LeBron James pass this ball?
I was like, why? And of all the people, I was like, wow.
Because Danny Green has been shooting ass this entire playoff series.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. Which is weird because at one point he was a great three-point shooter.
What I don't understand is why he was in the last five. The man five, I was over here like, that's who you pick? I would have trusted JR.
Well, they specifically put him in the game for this shot.
Oh my God!
He was not in the active lineup before their timeout. They called a timeout. In Danny Green, saying we need
anybody
a
else could have did it. And I would have felt more comfortable with Anthony doing it. I would have felt more comfortable with Rondo doing it. I would have felt more comfortable with JR doing it. I would have felt.
You know who has gotten on my nerves the most this final series? Ooh. Caldwell Pope. This man has decided he is a three-point god in the finals.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from.
Practice, man. Practice make perfect.
But I was... So game five, I was an incredibly proud Heat fan.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Hero blows my mind watching him play.
Yeah.
Because this man exudes so much confidence.
Yeah.
Out of a 20-year-old. There's times where I would see him guarding LeBron, and I'm just like, what is he?
I laugh every time.
What is he doing? I love it. I don't think it's smart, but I love it. And then he'll just take these wild shots, and I'm just like, this man is just confident.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't tell me I'm 20 years old. I'm going to shoot my shot.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I have to move on to a very grim Game 6.
Okay. We get to Game 6. Lakers.
I think I got some static coming here. All right. So game 6 was so depressing to watch.
I bet it was. It was actually phenomenal.
Did you enjoy Game 6?
I didn't enjoy it, but I'm just saying, like, from Game 5, they only had a day to recuperate. They were tired.
Yeah, you can tell.
I mean
they,
I mean Jimmy.
Yeah.
I mean the person who wins you games that I've been trying to tell you from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Without Jimmy pushing the team, nothing's happening. I'm telling you. If you're not going to admit it now, you're just never going to admit it. Jimmy pushes the team.
The team
is good, but Jimmy pushes it over the bar. You know what I'm going to say? It's like, I'm going to get you there. That's Jimmy. I'm going to get you there. So,
this game was over before the halftime.
Dang right.
We were down by 30 points.
They were... Jimmy played... Hold on. Let's go back to game five, which was a day ago.
Less than 48 hours.
Less than 48 hours. He played nonstop just to win that game and didn't think about how his body was going to feel the following. Like, so what in the world is even going on right now?
I was upset they made this man do post-game interviews and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, let this man go to bed. Like...
Exactly.
He is in game mode. He is not worried about what ESPN.com has to put on their blogs and their articles. This man is...
If he wanted to be ready, he should have slept that whole day. He should have slept that night, slept that whole day, and just laid in the bed. I wouldn't even do no practice if I wanted to, if I thought I was going to come back to win this. Now, ice, take an ice bath, everything.
You think you'd be able to sleep like the whole day?
You bust your behind for 48 minutes. You should have took the whole day to recuperate.
I'm saying, like, mentally, you think you could just sleep?
Listen, if the game is on the line, you got to do what you got to do.
I think, okay? Like, you are going to be thinking, you're going to be, like, your mind is going to be, it's going to be like Christmas morning, and you're a little kid waiting on his toys.
Nah.
That's...
But they did their best. I'm still shocked that Miami made it to the finals. I'm still shocked. So I give them that. But LeBron had to get his, hold on, fourth ring, right? Okay. Hold on.
His fourth.
Four different teams, okay?
Three different teams.
Okay, my bad. Three different teams. Get this man some respect. He over there smoking a cigar at the post-game conference. Like, just don't give a fuck. So, so get his name respect, man.
Respect for what? Crazy, respect for what, though? What are you respecting?
What's crazy is, I'm not done. What's crazy is, he could probably do it for two more years and get his sixth ring. I want him to do it for three to get seven so people can put some respect on his name. But I think he's good for two. I think he's good for two. But if he gets that third one, he's immaculate. That's all I'm going to say.
So where are you putting him in your goat talk now?
He was always number one. What are you talking about?
I mean, a lot of people have arguments. A lot of people have debates about this.
They don't need to have no debates. Right now, he got a ring. There's no need to debate. For three different teams, two on one team. Come on now. Who else doing this?
I mean, he's got... There's other people who have three rings with three different teams.
Don't you tell me that guy who be sitting on the bench either. I don't care.
I mean,
I'm talking about who actually played in the finals.
Okay.
And got
what about his teammate Danny Green?
Oh my goodness.
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
He's got three rings on three teams.
Listen. And played in all the finals.
That's what I'm saying. He was in the Spurs where he broke a record for most threes in a finals. Then he played for Toronto last season, and now he's in the Lakers. Danny Green got back-to-back
on two different
teams. LeBron couldn't do that.
Listen.
LeBron didn't even make the playoffs after he left Cleveland.
But he made it. He made it.
Danny
this
Green
year.
Over here going back-to-back
but he
champ.
Made it this year, though.
I'm just saying, Danny. He needed Danny Green.
Oh my goodness.
He needed the GOAT. The three-ring, three-team.
Stop it. Put some respect on this man's name. Pull out a cigar.
I also think the static's on your end, by the way.
What?
I think the static is on your end.
Oh, that's me.
But I hope he retires very soon.
LeBron?
Yeah, I'm tired of LeBron now.
Three more years.
It's not that I'm tired of LeBron. I'm tired of the teamless fans that come with LeBron.
I don't care. I'm a teamless fan.
I know you are. You have no team. You just have LeBron.
I'm a LeBron fan. Wherever he go, that's why I go.
Follow our team. That's why I want him to retire. So all those teamless fans can just go somewhere. I don't know who you're going to latch on to once he retires.
Once he retires?
Mm-hmm.
I have to find a new LeBron.
You going to be Zion fan?
Huh?
You going to be a Zion fan after that?
I don't know who I'm going to be. I might be a Jimmy Butler fan.
Oh, okay. You're going to be up on like the Heat now.
huh? I always play with people who play hard, and Jimmy Butler play hard, so.
All right. So I have to give you, you were correct about the Lakers. I have to give you your flowers.
Yes.
But I do need an apology now. About your hat there.
Oh, yeah.
I need an apology and tell me you were right about this fucking tank season.
Listen.
You were so adamant.
Hold up on this apology right now.
I'm just saying. All you gotta do is say you were right, DJ 94.
You were lost correct. Don't mean we out, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't mean we out. Our defense is terrible.
Yes.
But our offense is awesome. So as soon as we fire Coach Doug, which I'm assuming if we lose one more game, Sean is going to fire him.
He should have been fired a long time ago.
He should have.
I wish football fires coaches the way basketball does.
Yeah.
Because basketball, you will be kicked out real quick.
Yeah. You're losing too many games in a row, my guy. You out. And Doug, I'm sorry, Doug. It's time for you to go. Maybe not, Doug. Maybe the defensive coordinator, because the defense is not playing at all. At all. They're not even in the building.
So
I saw a stupid post from Jaguars talking about, we're excited about defense for it's coming up for this game. I'm like, why are you excited about defense?
They're excited because they don't have any. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm hungry, I'm excited for my next meal, you know?
Like, offense is the only thing we got going for us, but if our defense ain't stopping nothing, it don't even matter. But anyway, that's neither here nor
there. You say our offense is good, but our wins.
We probably got the best offense in a very long time. How good our offense is. We're like scoring. We're not losing badly.
Yeah, but the scores are not high.
The scores are high, like 30, 33.
This game against Houston, we scored.
You can't count this last game. But I'm talking about the games before. All of it's been 30-plus.
So 30 to 14. We scored twice this week.
Yeah.
All right. What did we score last week? 30-something?
Yeah, 25 to
25.
So the Titans, 33. The Colts, 27. And the Jaguars 13. You see what I'm saying?
13.
Well, we didn't have Shark in that one. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is we're doing good offensively. Like, if you look at the year before, we weren't even doing double digits. So what I'm saying right now is pretty damn good, okay?
What did I say? 4 wins for the whole season? I don't even know if we're going to get the 4 now.
Calm down. We only lost 1, 2, 3. We only lost four games. Calm down.
Yeah, we're 1-4.
We're still third. We still good. So
we're
it's all
third
good.
Out of 4 places.
Listen, we still good, okay? We're not going to tank yet unless we don't fire our coach or so.
It's a tank season. You might as well just start focusing on that draft pick.
I'm done with draft picks. We have draft picks. We have a ton of draft picks.
Think of all the corners we can get.
We have corners.
That's all we spend our drafts on.
Yeah. No.
Jacksonville loves them some corners.
For what? Get out of here. only have one Jalen Ramsey, and we got rid of him.
The league only has one Jalen Ramsey. Like, name another.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But like, we keep banking on these cornerbacks and et cetera because of the star power that Jalen Ramsey had.
But ain't nobody gonna be like Jalen Ramsey.
Exactly, and also not any corners are that way. Like,
no,
I can't name multiple corners in the NFL. It's not an illustrious position.
It is if you're Jalen Ramsey because he played the hell out of his corner. I'd be over there like, ooh, go corner.
Go yeah. corner. It's the only Jaguars jersey I have is Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, so. I'm going to still get Robinson's. Robinson is holding his weight. But other than that, nah.
Now, did you see the Cowboys this week?
I did. Yo, RIP. I'm not going to say RIP. That's pretty too detrimental. But, man, they done took out Prescott, man. Man, his ankle. Goodness gracious. Did you see that break?
And then the commentary said
he may have to go to the hospital. Going to the hospital. Maybe. Like, what are you talking about?
His bones sticking out. See his ankle? Maybe.
Yo, did you watch the game? Yes, I saw it. I was like, nah!
I was watching. And
what's crazy is I went to go get me a slice of pizza, and I forgot what Prescott number was.
Where'd you get pizza?
What'd you say?
Where'd you get pizza from?
From Cooley's.
Shout out to Cooley's. I don't know what Cooley's is.
But I went to go get a slice of pizza. Okay. I came back. I forgot what Prescott number was. Apparently, it's number four.
It is number four.
And all I saw was the back of number four and this big 10-ton man crashing on his ankle. And his ankle went, I heard the pop. It went, I was like, oh. And then when he rolled over and it was, you know how your ankle go this?
Yeah, no,
that
thing was going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Ankles don't go that way.
Oh, his ankle is snapped. So, and then when the dust cleared, we found out it was Prescott. Woo! Cowboys season's over. Jesus, man.
I mean, they were already playing. Like I told you, if you are not a Cowboys fan, watching the Cowboys games have been exhilarating. Even this one was a fun game to watch. Fast-paced scoring. It's got drama. You got Dak Prescott now. His legs just chilling outside of his body. It is exciting football. Now, I don't know if you know this, but he gave up a big contract with the Cowboys. And only took a one-year contract because he was holding out for the big payday. This was supposed to be his year to prove, like, I'm worth the money.
Yeah.
So, and as far as backups go,
yeah,
the Cowboys have Andy Dalton as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have a veteran quarterback. He's not obviously the starter, but it's not a bad backup to have.
Did you see that play? Because like I said, I was getting a slice of pizza.
I did.
But
I did see the play.
Did someone pass Prescott the ball?
He was running in.
Oh, he was running in.
It was a decision he had made.
He wasn't very fast.
he had a guy trying to pull him down, and he was trying to will his way into a few extra yardages. Now, watching the game, I was like, the Cowboys have to win this now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just... And the first few plays from their backup was a little shaky.
Yeah.
They fumbled real early. What did he do? He got sacked, one next turn. Mm-hmm. So it was real scary coming off of this. Dak was crying hard.
I would be too, man. You gonna snap your ankle in half, man.
I don't know what his guarantee pay for the year was. I'm guessing with a 1 year, it's not that big.
Yeah.
But that was a wild, wild.
That was wild. I felt sad. I was like, man, 2020 has gotten everybody, man. Taking everybody out.
What did you think about Kansas City taking their first L of the season?
Shocking. Mm-hmm. I watched the game. That game. That was a hard fought game, man. First of all, kudos to the defense on Kansas City. Kudos to the defense on Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm still that's still very new to me, the whole Las Vegas Raiders.
I love it. It rolls off the tongue. Las Vegas Raiders.
No, more than Oakland.
Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders. Viva Las Vegas.
But,
nah. Listen, that was a hard-fought game. That was an awesome game. Where I can take away this, they had Patrick Mahomes looking like a fool. They was like, what? Deck that fool. They was sacking this dude. they was double-teaming. Man, Mahomes didn't know what to do in that game. He was like, dude, one time Mahomes thought he got away and he got freaking engulfed by a big dude in the back. I was like, Jesus. Because you know Mahomes, he got that sixth sense. Yeah. As soon as you think you're about to get him from the behind, he jets somewhere else. You can feel that big guy. That big guy.
Scram.
That was crazy. Yeah, man. And then shout out to the Las Vegas Raiders. Like, they acting like they want to play some football. They doing some crazy plays. I was like, yo, they doing a damn thing. So, hey, shout out to them for getting that win off of Kansas City. I'm going to get my predictions in now. So, I'm going with the Raiders. Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't know who the other team is. It might still be Kansas City. Are they in the same division? The Raiders and the Kansas City?
I don't know. I don't know how divisions really work, honestly.
It's AFC and NFC. NFC West. I want to see. They're probably NFC West.
I would like to see a Raiders Super Bowl, only because they have such a like gritty fan base that I would just enjoy to see that.
All right. So maybe not both of them in the Super Bowl because they're both on the same division.
Okay.
So the AFC West.
I'm not counting the Chiefs out of the Super Bowl. No way.
If the Raiders beat them,
one time, I'm counting them one time. Out. Cool. No.
I'm counting them out, buddy.
I'm not counting them out at all. One time.
I don't care. Mahomes looked shaky, man.
You are a known on the record Mahomes hater, though.
I
don't know.
It's so crazy. Like, I'm a LeBron lover, but I do not like Mahomes.
I think it's a lot of self-hatred going on.
Self-hatred.
I think you don't want to be part of Team Lightskin, so you've openly hated towards Steph Curry. You have openly hated now Patrick Mahomes.
I did. I do.
You do jam out to Drake, so I don't know that he slipped into the team, I guess. But
he's practically white, so I don't even mind.
So I'm just seeing this as a lot of self-hatred that you need to work on.
What do you mean self-hatred? self-hatred.
It's fun. I don't know why you hate these light-skinned men so much, but
listen, I just think they and the Raiders proved my point, so.
How do you feel about OBJ?
I like David.
David?
What's that? My bad. Odell. I was thinking of David Beckham.
It's a white soccer player.
I'm sorry. I got one crisscross. I like Odell.
Okay.
But he ain't all that. I'm just saying.
All right.
And I don't know if he's all that because he's a wide receiver and he don't really have nobody throwing him the ball. But
whatever. We are going to just blindly now. I'm going to tell you this week 7 matchups, and I want your predictions for it.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
So New York Giants versus the Eagles. Who do you have?
I give it New York.
You got New York? New York is 0-5 also.
Have you seen their last game?
Yeah, they lost last game also.
Yeah, but did you see how they played?
I did.
they played against the Cowboys, and they was playing like they wanted to win.
Yeah,
so they're going to win this game. Listen, they're going to win this game. They played phenomenal, man. If the coaches didn't take away their two touchdowns, they would have won that game. Anyway, okay. That's neither here or there.
I'm going to pick the Eagles on that one.
I'm not.
All right. Lions-Falcons.
Lions-Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought Jaguars played the Lions.
Nope.
Yes, we do.
For week 7, we do not.
Yeah.
Nope, we play the Chargers.
No, we don't. I'm looking at it right now. What are you talking about?
Are you looking at week...
the week that's coming up this week, right?
My bad. Rewind all that.
I'm a week ahead. I am a week ahead.
So ignore what I said. Titans, okay. Texans. Who you got?
Titans and Texans?
Yeah.
I know the Titans gonna win.
Yeah.
I want the Texans to win so bad.
They're both in our division.
I know, but if the Texans win, we still good. If Titans win, we're gonna be further away. I want the Texans to win, but in my gut, I know the Titans going to win.
All right, I'm also going Titans on that one. Bengals-Colts. Mm-hmm.
Bengals-Colts. Oh, hell, the Colts. What I'm thinking about. Bengals trash.
I don't want to go Bengals. I'm going to go Colts. I got Bengals and Browns mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Falcons-Vikings.
Vikings, the Falcons suck. Oh, they haven't won a game. I'm just kidding. They won one game.
No, they haven't. They're 0-5.
Oh, they're old. My bad. I thought they won at least one game.
Giving them a little too much credit there.
Falcons sucks. I'm in Atlanta. I don't know why they cheering for this sucky team. They haven't even won a game. They're worse than the Jaguars.
All right. I'm gonna go Falcons on that one. So I'm gonna go opposite. I believe in the Falcons. I like them.
Do you know who the Vikings are? You tripping. What is talking about?
I don't know who the Vikings are, so it's fine.
Oh, maybe that's why.
I mean,
they've got Ngakoue, so.
I mean, they're 1-4, so I'm not missing much.
All right. Malcolm, don't scream them.
Broncos, Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going.
No. Never mind. Broncos.
Okay.
Cam Newton's not playing.
I'm still going Patriots.
No, I'm going Broncos.
The Washington football team versus the Giants. You were just,
I'm going to go to Giants.
I was like,
I'm
you were just
Giants.
Up in
I'm
there. Up in the Giants.
I'm going to Giants. I'm going to go to Giants. I don't know how Washington is doing right now.
They're 1-4. So I mean,
yeah, I'm definitely going with Giants. Yes.
I feel like there's a lot of losing teams this season.
It is weird.
It's like, you know, half of them are doing great and the other half are just doing terrible. There's not a lot of mediocres right now. Mm. Browns-Steelers.
Oh, man. They're about the same.
Steelers undefeated, though.
That don't mean nothing.
Steelers undefeated.
They play the Eagles. They play the Texans. All these people suck. Right.
So
they play New York.
Who you got?
I'm going to the Browns. You're going to the Browns? Yep.
I'm going to go Steelers. I think they got the momentum going. I think they're going to keep it up. I think they're...
Nah, they play sucky teams. You got me out. Nope.
All right. Panthers-Bears.
Panthers-Bears? Mm. Bears.
Bears? I'm gonna go Panthers on it.
You tripping. Mm. But yeah.
All right. Lions-Jaguars.
Jaguars. I don't care who we go against. I'm going to always say Jaguars.
I'm going to go Jaguars just because for my loyalty. But... They're both.
I don't care.
Lions are 1-3, and we're 1-4.
Kansas City Chiefs right now. I'm going to say Jaguars.
Jets-Dolphins.
Jets-Dolphins? Dolphins.
All right. I'm agreeing with Dolphins. Packers-Buccaneers.
Packers-Buccaneers?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh. It can go either way. Packers is on a roll, so let's go with Packers.
I'm going to go with Packers just because Aaron Rodgers isn't learning a new team and a new system.
Mm-hmm.
He's home. He knows this area. Yeah. Brady seems to still be on kind of a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go Packers. Rams, yeah. 49ers.
I hate Rams. I'm going with 49ers.
You just don't want Jalen to
Nah, hell nah. They got a good season going on. I hate that crap, man.
I'm saying Rams on that one.
Nah, stop. Go the other way.
Chiefs, Bills.
Chiefs and Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious right now?
Bills undefeated.
They going against the Chiefs.
You hate Patrick. I don't know.
I don't care. I'm giving it to the Chiefs. You're talking about they undefeated. Like, that means something to me.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. Cool. I mean, the Chiefs are not undefeated now, so.
I mean, they went against a very tough Las Vegas team, so I'm not going to say anything about it.
Cardinals.
But who has the Bills went up against? The Bills have went up against the Jets, mm-hmm. the Dolphins, mm-hmm. the Rams, and the Raiders.
Rams and Raiders. Two good teams.
I'm still going with Chiefs, so it don't matter.
All right, Cardinals, Cowboys.
Are you serious? With Prescott gone, I'm still saying the Cowboys.
No, I'm going Cardinals.
Nah, ain't no way.
Have been like almost artistically finding ways to lose these games. Like, they are getting creative in finding ways to lose games that I don't even think happens. God is up there. God hates the Cowboys. I'm gonna put that on the record now. Watching the past games that I've watched, they have gotten safeties. They have missed every extra point they can try to get. God was like, you know what? I'm just going to take out Prescott because when will they get the hint that I hate the Cowboys? So I'm going to go Cardinals. I'm going to think they're going to find a way of losing against the Cardinals.
You crazy.
We will have to, I'll have to watch back and keep track which ones we were.
Oh, no, I remember.
All right, which ones we were correct and right about, because we can. We'll bring it back to next week.
Bring it back next week. Check our predictions and everything. So, see how that works.
All right, now we have to get to the main attraction of the Tory Lanez podcast here.
Oh my goodness,
JK!
I don't want to talk about this for minutes. I'm ready.
JK,
I'm ready.
This always wants to talk about. He always wants to talk about Tory Lanez. I tried to not talk about it this week. But the floor is yours, Jakey.
This fool. Hold on. I had to start it that way because you told me not to call him a fool.
This is biased reporting, by the way.
This fool has been charged. Got them papers. Yeah, got them papers.
Do we know what the actual charge is?
Yes, man. We know what the charges are. 22 years, buddy. Assault with a deadly weapon. Guys, he's being charged. Megan has put her foot down. She tried to save this fool. And then what does he do, guys? He goes over there and try to profit off of it. Not only does this fool make a whole album about the situation and lie, and not only lie, he has the audacity to go on Instagram, any freaking social media he has, and like nothing happened. No, to be fair,
he stayed quiet for a good amount of time.
He stayed quiet just to put the album out.
Yeah, he was working on that. He was working on the album. He was working on the mixtape.
Now, with him facing these charges, he going back to wherever he came from because he's not a USA citizen.
He's from Toronto, Canada.
I'm being patriotic. We can't have these violent criminals coming from other countries into our domain and think y'all can do what y'all want. You can't go around shooting women in the foot, guy. If that's what you do, where is he from? UK? Where's he from?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, he's a neighbor. You can't have these great Canadians up here just coming down here and shooting people in the foot. What's going on?
Shooting our black women, our black queens.
Yeah, you can't do that for our Texas homegrown Dallas Houston woman. Come on now.
It's Houston, but yeah.
I said one of them. Shoot, you just call me one. Where else do you live? Austin?
Austin? No. West Texas? I don't know. Paris? There's an Atlanta, Texas, by the way, also.
That's interesting. But he has been charged, my guys. Woo! Is his career over? I think so.
All right.
So what do you have to say about this, man?
All right. So before I even give my opinion, I'm going to tell you the charges filed by the Los Angeles County District Attorney include assault with a semi-automatic firearm.
Yes.
Personal use of a firearm and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle.
So So assault, like I said, with a deadly weapon, because they didn't even say deadly. They just said a semi-automatic
firearm. That is correct.
A semi-automatic weapon.
Yes, firearm.
And like I told you about those California laws, you cannot have a concealed firearm. I tried to tell you that.
Well, he knew that because it wasn't registered.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it does. You can't.
What I don't understand is he's a what? A singer, rapper? What is he?
He is a little bit of both. He dabbles. Okay. He's a dabbler.
You have all this money and you can't get registered, my guy?
If it's registered
with the Rolls Royce and you can't get a simple $25 gun registry?
What you're not thinking, though, is if it's registered and I shoot somebody in the foot, that comes back to me. Not thinking with your noggin there, Jakey.
They're still gonna get this dude.
Yeah, because he happened to have shot someone famous. You gotta shoot regulars.
Exactly.
You gotta shoot the pedestrians.
Not only did he shoot someone famous, she didn't even tell on him. Nah. She was keeping it 100.
She was keeping 100.
You know what he did? You know what he did? You know what his bitch ass did? Dang, just the Jakey said, bitch ass? Yes, you know what this 5'5" bitch ass dude did?
Dropped the number one album in the country. That's what he did.
No.
Put it on the table.
He snitched and lied. And now he paying the price. He going to jail and he going back his ass to fucking Canada. So.
Now.
And then he want to blame it on the neat naysayers. But who shot her? That's what I'm going to say.
If she got shot in the back, how'd she know it was him?
Really? And what's crazy about it, you're going to lie and it's on film. It's like on YouTube. You can look at this.
You can do your Googles you now.
Clearly she's looking at the vehicle. That's crazy. So I don't understand.
They just got to follow the trail of WAP all the way to the crime scene. What they have to do. Now, what he says, direct quote from Tory Lanez, is an assault charge is not a conviction.
Oh.
And he says the truth will come to light.
Hold up. So, for you to get a charge on anything, it has to be probable cause. They don't just hand out charges like it's nothing. You know what I'm trying to say? You got to have some evidence to charge somebody with something. Like, what are you saying, my guy? Oh, my bad. He's not from America. Well, United States of America. He's from Canada. Maybe it's different laws. But to charge somebody, you have to have probable cause.
You don't need that much evidence, honestly. But
so the fire casings and the gun in his car... is not evidence enough. Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't say that. I'm just... I want
to see where your mind's at right now. They have the gun. They have the casings from the hospital. All they needed was the confession from Megan.
All I said...
What are you saying, my guy?
All I said is... I didn't say they specifically don't have a lot of evidence. I said... I said you don't need a lot to charge somebody.
You know how many First 48... I've been watching.
I don't.
You can't charge with somebody without no evidence, man. You can bring them in for questioning, but you can't charge nobody without evidence.
That's because you're talking about murder.
Technically, assault with a semi-automatic weapon, unregistered. Hold on. How they know it was unregistered? Because they got the gun.
Got it.
Hold on. Not only do they got the gun, guess what? They checking prints, and guess who prints is all over it?
Megs.
Yo, this is hilarious.
He tweeted out that time will tell and the truth will come to light. I have all faith in God to show that. Love to all my fans, people, and have
did
stayed
he bring God
true
into
to
this?
Me. He did. A charge is not a conviction. If you have supported me or Meg through this, I genuinely appreciate you.
He said, and Meg?
Mm-hmm. He said, if you have supported me or Meg through this, I genuinely appreciate you.
Meg charging you. What do you why are you Nah. You see, he lost in the head right now.
Meg's not charging him.
Oh, so Meg's not charging who? Okay, pull it up. Who charging?
The city of Los Angeles is charging him.
City of Los Angeles is charging.
Yeah.
There's what's his certain... name? Daystar, right? His name Daystar.
Yeah,
what?
Daystar Peterson, I think.
Peterson.
Yeah, I don't know that, but it sounds right.
Listen, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
It is Daystar Peterson, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Daystar Shamil Shua Peterson.
Yeah, Daystar Peterson.
Now, there are certain crimes, like you know how you can drop charges on people.
Yeah.
Like you can say, "I don't want to press charges."
Yeah.
There are certain crimes where you can't do that.
Yeah.
Assault with a firearm is one of those. You don't have the right to drop those charges if the city of Los Angeles is seeking to press charges.
Exactly.
But.
Ooh.
So what do you think is the outcome of this?
He going to jail. He going to jail and he going back to Canada. Those are two options.
Is California one of those states that allow camera crews inside of courtrooms?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so. See that. Florida is. I know that. But I hope... Because I can't wait for the documentary of...
the documentary of Daystar.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Heck yeah. First of all, I'm not even going to talk about his name.
You don't like Daystar?
What? Daystar. Like, what Darth Vader? What's going on? What's going on right here? Listen. That's all I'm going to say. Listen.
Listen.
It's so much stuff I could say right now. I'm just holding back on how much I want to say. He's just going to jail, man. He's going to jail. I'm sorry.
Whatever happened to, because 21 Savage, didn't he get deported?
No.
He did not?
He just made an album.
But I mean, like, I feel like he was deported because he, even in the album, he talks about being born in the UK. So I was like, yeah. I forgot all about that, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the memes were fire. Like the memes were fire for a while.
Yeah.
I completely forgot this man was born in Downton Abbey and et cetera.
Exactly.
This man went to Hogwarts.
Flying on broomsticks. What have you.
I want to ask you, is Halloween canceled this year?
I don't think
so.
You
have children, so...
Yes. Halloween is not canceled, folks. I did get me a mask.
Are you and the family trick-or-treating this year?
Yes, we're trick-or-treating this year. We painted a pumpkin. My pumpkin?
Yeah. Would you paint on your pumpkin?
I'm going to show you.
All right, show the people.
All right, here, show the people. What's going on YouTube? All right.
Is this going to be Gardner Minshew? Nah, damn it. It's Naruto. This is, what does that say? Weeb 2020? Is that what that says? That says Weeb 2020?
JK 2020. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, we was out here painting pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the Halloween spirit over here.
Oh, it's spooky! So, it's spooky season up in Jay Key's house.
Spooky season, man, and you know my birthday coming up.
It is.
So
Scorpio season.
Love to do it big every holiday season.
Jay Key is OVO, October's very own.
Exactly. So that's why I resonate with Drake. Yeah, okay.
You OVO. He Scorpio team.
I wouldn't like him that much.
We are going to the pumpkin patch next week.
Okay.
To grab us a pumpkin. We do carving though. We don't do this painting bullshit.
We was going to carve, but we have too many kids and it's gonna be messy.
We carve city around here. Last year I carved the Jaguars logo.
Mm-hmm.
Put some Duval up in there.
I thought it looked pretty cool. You're like a professional carver.
I don't know what the what's gonna happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't decided. But tune in next week, find out. So you guys are physically going to go out trick-or-treating? What is...
Yeah, we're going to physically go out trick-or-treating. We're going to do the whole shebang. We're going to get candy in the house just in case if it doesn't go well. But we didn't do the costumes this year. We got some masks, and I got me a little cat mask, and we're going to be good to go.
You're going to be a cat?
Yeah, I'm going to be a cat.
So you just decided to dress up like every slut in high school and college?
Yeah. We're
just,
doing it.
You just throw on some cat ears and some skimpy clothing.
I'm just
wearing
no shirt
on. Oh, okay.
It's going to be quite brisk. Nipples hard. It's going to be
quite brisk. Speaking of brisk, I bragged about how lovely the weather has been. And yes. God cranked that thermostat right back up on me. Yeah. He said, humble yourself. It's now 97 degrees again.
Yes.
So I don't know what the temperature. Yeah, Texas is not in fall. We did fall last week. This week, summer again. Summer 2020 part two.
Exactly.
So I don't know what the temperature is going to be like when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
Plan for both, I guess. Cause
that sucks. I'm going to bring up a winter weather. If it's not cold, I'm hella mad. You go. I'll be hella mad.
Might as well be rocking your shirtless cat costume then. might be 97.
I'm going to have to check that forecast. We can't check it. It's 2 weeks.
No, yeah. It's a couple weeks, but...
Mm-hmm.
Have you tuned into any new shows or anything recently?
Actually, yes, I did. Did you watch The Haunting of...
No, my girl's watching it.
What, Manor or something like that? But the new one came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Haunting of... Was it Bly? What is it? Hold on. I got to pull it up. Look at your ugly little phone. let me see. Where is it at? Haunting of the Bly Manor. Hmm. And it's set in like England. The accents is what's throwing me off, but it's pretty good.
Sound like 21 Savage and all that shit.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. I'm watching that. And I'm rewatching Naruto. Because I can't say I'm rewatching because I haven't never seen Naruto. So
how did you share something on TikTok 12 minutes ago?
What do you mean? What did I share?
On Facebook or whatever. How did you even do that?
On Facebook? Oh. Hey,
yeah,
man.
How are you doing a podcast and sharing something? How did you even watch the video? You just knew what the video was?
Listen. Don't worry about my multitasking skills, man. You don't know what I be doing. I be
watching an entire.
He's over here like, man, I'm down. I'm Jake, really down in today. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm down.
He's on TikTok right now. He doesn't care what we're talking about. So I started watching Lovecraft Country.
What?
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's an HBO show.
Mm-hmm. I don't have HBO. That's probably
why. It's fucking wild.
I bet.
So it takes place in the 50s. Two main characters are black. So it's kind of segregated America, etc. So you start watching it thinking it's about mostly that.
Okay.
Within like an episode, you got like cults and witches and wizards. You got these monsters. You got time traveling, multiverses. It's directed by Jordan Peele.
That's weird. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's very very Jordan Peele-esque. You got these like crazy looking girls just following you around, murdering you and shit. Like, it's a wild show. Also, very good. Very good show. Highly recommend it. Every episode is very different, yet it still follows one storyline, which is super cool in the way they do it.
But okay, kind of like American Horror Story a little bit.
Yeah, I guess, but like, literally every episode is just so different from the last episode, and yet it's still like you know what they're working towards, and it's still. So honestly, if you got like, I would wait till probably next week, sign up for like the HBO Max free trial, and binge watch the show. It's a 10-episode, one season, fantastic. The season finale is next week, so I haven't gotten to it yet. But
hey, there you go.
It's based off a book. It's a goodie.
I'm a it's on HBO, so I can't check it out. I was about to say I was going to check it out.
I told you.
On HBO.
Told you. Wait till next week. Sign up for the free trial. You'll be all set. So
Exactly.
I will be watching the Apple event tomorrow.
They have another Apple event? Oh, yeah. You know what they did say? I don't know, man. I was disappointed in the last one.
Well, the last one was the iPad and the watch.
Yeah, it was stupid.
This one is the iPhone.
Oh. So I heard rumor. Now, let me know if these rumors are true.
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow.
No, let me know if these rumors. I don't know if you heard the same rumors, though.
I haven't heard any.
Because, you know, I have the...
I actively don't look at the leaks.
Oh, I do.
I actively avoid them.
Okay.
Because I enjoy the event. Okay. I enjoy watching the event. You can go ahead.
I got the iPhone SE.
Okay. Yeah. You got the
reason I got the iPhone.
You got the crack iPhone.
No, it has the same processor as the newest one.
Yeah, yeah. iPhone 11. Crack is made of the same stuff as cocaine. It's just not as good.
But anyway,
that's what it is. The same ingredients as cocaine. It's just not as good.
The only reason I got this particular phone, that's the only reason why I switched from Android to Apple, was because of the size of this phone.
Okay.
I heard they're gonna have a new generation, like the probably no notch. Or a notch, but it's gonna be this size. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's this size with all the capabilities of the new, I'm getting it.
So, do you like the small phones or the size or the big phones?
I don't like the huge phone. This phone, it's not really small, but it's not big. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
it's not huge. I think phones are just getting like huge when it doesn't need to be. You know,
it's like I have the 11 Pro. Mm-hmm. My girl has the 11. Pro Plus, so she's got the biggie.
Yeah,
I don't care for the big phones.
Yeah, me either.
I like them handheld.
Exactly. Something. See how yours is the palm of your hand, like this.
I need to be able to
hit. This one's a little bit smaller than yours.
Gotcha. So yours
is just so easy. And then when I put it in my pocket, I don't feel like I'm carrying a brick. You know what I'm trying to say? Like it's in, it's out. You know what I mean?
So I gotcha. So
I heard that's what they're gonna do. So I'm excited if they do. I want to know what they're going to change. If it's still the notch, man. You know what? I heard the new Apple, when they did reveal it, it doesn't have a freaking charge adapter.
Yeah, we went over this before.
If they do this on this phone, I'm not getting it.
So I'm a little upset that I recently updated my phone.
Yeah.
Because now the new one's coming out. And so I should have waited, honestly. I'm only going to be mad if the phone is drastically different.
It is. You know, they keep the same design for 2 years, and the next one's going to be drastically different.
So whenever I change iPhones, I always wait till the drastic change. Because they always do, like, the 8S, and then they switch it up. So I always wait for the big switch up.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, as long as it stays semi the same, I'll be okay. If it gets drastically wild, I might have to up my phone bill a little bit. Don't tell anyone. Do you have anything else on your docket there?
Yes. I want to get into anime a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I told you the new Inuyasha series came out, which is Yashahime.
Yashahime.
It's very good. We're already on episode 2, so it's really, really good. Attack on Titan is coming out really soon. Also, Demon Slayer, the movie, is coming out in Japan. I believe it's coming out this week. I'm going to try to find a way to pirate that thing because I'm going to watch that. That's the movie. It's just great to be an anime fan right now because a lot of stuff is coming out in this month, particularly. So I'm so excited.
All right.
Rah, rah, rah.
I did forget music.
Oh, what happened to music?
I mean, I think I forgot because really not much came out.
Mm-hmm.
A new Trey Songz album dropped.
Get out of here. Yep.
But I think I'm way past the point of getting excited over a Trey Songz album.
What's wrong with Trey Songz?
Nothing's wrong with him.
He's the GOAT.
Is he?
Yep.
I don't...
Yes, he is.
I think the last album I enjoyed from Trey Songz was Trigga. And since that point, I just have not. But like, I skimmed very slightly through it, and I was like, "Yep, that's a Trey Songz album." I have no critique of it. I wasn't excited, didn't care that it arrived.
Wow.
Just didn't care.
Man, that's messed up.
I'm sorry. It's called Back Home if you want to check it out.
Back Home? I can't even find it on Google.
Exactly. Google wasn't excited either. Google's like,
you know, when I type in Back Home, it comes up.
Like, yeah, it's not 2014 anymore. We don't care.
It's a album trailer, Back Home.
Yeah.
Featuring artist Summer Walker.
I am looking forward to that Ryan Reynolds movie where he's trapped in a video game.
That movie's been talked about for a minute.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's been postponed, obviously, because of everything.
When
that's
is
going
it coming
on.
Out?
I think it's coming at the end of this year. It's one of those movies that they couldn't decide whether to just put it on streaming or try to wait for the theaters. I think they decided to wait on the theaters. It's not a movie I care to like rush to the theaters for, but I do want to see it.
Yeah.
You still haven't seen Tenet.
I just need to hurry
so
up
I don't
and bring
know.
Out
my movie on there. I don't know how you still haven't seen Tenet, but.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen Tenet. Oh, my goodness.
You might as well bootleg it at this point.
No, because every time I want to go to the movies, nobody wants to go with me. They're like,
I would go solo. I would go dolo to the theaters. Get
and I'm like,
a biggie popcorn.
Coronavirus? Our president got the coronavirus. What's going on? We have the best medicine in the world. What are you talking about?
He's 74. All right. That is all I have for the week.
Yep.
We are out here. DJ Nyfor signing out.
Out.